Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hogue moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hogue scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Wright scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes bunts for an out with unknown description. Stevens moves to third. Chartak moves to second. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Moses moves to second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3. White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hollingsworth. Moses moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chartak hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 4, White Sox, 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Moses throws the ball into Kennedy, who tags Gutteridge trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hayes scores. Hollingsworth goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 6-4, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Orville Grove now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. McQuinn strikes out. 1 out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into left field. Wright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wright. Judnick moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Chartak moves to second. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wright trying to get to third. Chartak throws the ball into Clift, who tags Wright for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing left field. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Turner pinch hits for Orville Grove. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Criscola. Turner reaches second base with a double. Tresh moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh scores. Turner moves to third. One out. It's 6-5, Browns. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for Tom Turner. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb scores. 2 outs. It's Browns, 6, White Sox, 6. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Wade now pitching. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two home runs, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hollingsworth takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. McQuinn bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Judnick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Criscola moves to third. It's 7-6, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two home runs, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Caster now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tresh bunts for an out with unknown description. Callaway moves to second. One out. George Dickey pinch hits for Jake Wade. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Caster. Callaway scores. Dickey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 7, White Sox, 7. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster spins and fires to second, with Stevens covering, and Dickey is picked off. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. McQuinn bunts for an out with unknown description. Clift moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Criscola hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 8-7, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. he's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.